Hello and welcome to the next in my series of mindful meets conversations. You are very welcome to the podcast. And today I am talking to someone who is very colourful in the way she looks. If you're listening, she's it's kind of sort of Aztec-y type print, and there's orange and purple and yellow, and there's a blue dress hanging on a mannequin behind, and the room behind her is quite boudoir-esque. So that might give you a little clue. Those of you who are watching on YouTube, you'll be able to see all that. Because my guest today is personal stylist Kerry Ellis. Kerry, you're very welcome. Hello.
Hello, it's lovely to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
Oh, pleasure, pleasure. And so, yes, it sort of does what it says on the tin. Kerry is a lot more than just that. So Kerry is a personal stylist, but she's an image consultant. But she's also one of these people that you meet and you instantly feel very warm about. At least I did. And I met Kerry when I was networking. And you may know, listening or watching, that I have a program, an online program, 6-month program called The Mindful Way. And when I met Kerry, I was just convinced that having her as one of the contributors on that program would just be so helpful for anyone going through that whole journey of getting to grips with themselves around their eating and around their body image. And particularly, of course, a lot of that stems from confidence. And particularly in the body image area, if we've got confidence about how we feel and how we look, all of that then cascades down into having positive behaviors around food and around nutrition and around our self-esteem feelings and all of those. It's all so linked. So I thought, how lovely would it be for us to have a conversation about Kerry herself and how she got into all of this, but also how just being able to make ourselves feel more comfortable and confident around our style and around our clothes is actually quite easy if we know where to start. And I think sometimes that can be the stumbling block. But anyway, enough of me, my rather lengthy preamble, but I'm very excited about it, as you might be able to tell. So let's find out a little bit more about Kerry. So Kerry, personal stylist, image consultant. I think I called you a wardrobe consultant when I was introducing you to someone the other day, which suggests that you're quite good at carpentry, but that's something
I
that's
am definitely not good at anything remotely to do with DIY. So no, my husband would
no, okay.
verify I can't pick up a hammer or do anything along those lines at all.
Okay, so we've got that clarified. It's yes, it might be a consultant in terms of what's inside your wardrobe, but not the wardrobe itself. Okay, so the personal stylist thing, how and why did you get into this area?
Okay, so my background is I went through university. I went into corporate world basically. I ended up in a marketing area. I absolutely loved it, to be perfectly honest with you, but then had children. Then there was a 2.5 hour commute either way and decided, you know what, I don't want to be doing this 5 hours of traveling each day. And for me, I'd had an image consultation, which was gifted by my husband, and it had made me feel so much more confident in the workplace. So that's how it started for me. Once I knew the colours and clothes to wear, I used to have to give them presentations to the board and things like that. And it just made me feel more confident and comfortable that then what I was saying would be listened to because the wardrobe had done what it needed to do to get me into the room feeling confident. And then, you know, people would listen. So I loved it. And at the time when I had it done, I was one of those people who had the whole consultation and then went completely mad buying it for my mum, my sister, my friends, and all the rest of it because I loved it so much. And then I had this opportunity and thought, you know what would I really like to do? And I consider what I do is it's a few things, but one thing is it's marketing yourself. So the what you wear tells people all about you. So my background was in marketing. So I kind of see this as like a real personal marketing because it is as personal as it gets. It's telling people who you are and what you're about. But the big thing that drew me to it was the confidence thing, because it made a massive difference to the way I felt when I was, in clothes that I then felt worked for me. And I wanted to be able to give people that confidence that you can choose clothes that absolutely express who you are, and that help you to feel that confidence right down deep inside. So that was the sort of, it's a two-pronged thing, really. It was, yes, I was in marketing and see this as personal marketing, but probably more importantly, it was the confidence angle. So I had the opportunity to retrain. So that's what I did. And that was 17 and a half years ago now. And ever since then, I have spent all my days helping other people to get that sort of confident feeling inside, just by learning how to dress the body that they've got, that wonderful body we've all got, in a way that feels like them. And in clothes that they like. So this is never about fashion. It's never about you must wear this or you must wear that. You've got to look like somebody else. It's all about personally choosing what you like and what works for you and your body.
Yes, and I think that is such an important part, isn't it? Because there's so much what I call comparisonitis going on, isn't there, generally? And I think, and I come across it rather quite a lot in my work, in that people can compare their bodies to other people very, very often, and will automatically make a bit of a Beauty and the Beast judgment, a kind of a black and white judgment. And I think when we're feeling dissatisfied in ourselves, or we're just unhappy with our relationship with food, or we've got an unhappy personal re relationship, anything, or our job's not going very, very well, it's very easy, isn't it, to think that everyone else is actually doing it better or looking better, or whereas in fact, that's all that extrinsic valuation, isn't it? Whereas in fact, we actually need to make it more intrinsic, which picks up on what you're saying around really finding clothes that are able to express ourselves, that we feel comfortable in, irrespective of what anyone else might actually be doing or thinking as well.
Yeah. Do you know what? We often think we're really harsh to ourselves, aren't we? So what we think about ourselves is never what someone else is thinking. So we pull ourselves apart, I think, and we see bits that we focus on. Other people don't see them. I often people will describe themselves, like you've just said, quite negatively to me when they come to see me. I don't like this bit, I don't like that bit. And I always ask the other way around, actually, which bits of you do you love? What bit do we want to show off? And there's loads of bits to show off. There really are always. And what clothes do you really enjoy wearing? And oftentimes people say to me, well, when I was younger, I was quite, flamboyant or out there, or I really loved wearing colour, but now I just, live in my black or my clothes that I hide in or whatever. And I'm like, no, come on, where's the you? You've lost the you. Somewhere along the line, the you gets lost in all of it. And it's like, if you liked bright colours when you were younger, let's get them back into your wardrobe. If you want to look a little bit different, let's do that. And you can do that no matter what shape, size, or whatever kind of body you've got. All of this is about, finding clothes that work for you. So it is fit and fabric and things that you enjoy wearing. And yes, you might want tweaks in terms of necklines and things like that, but you can always find these clothes that absolutely 100% are you, feel like you. And like I said earlier, it's not about fashion. It's not about having to wear the latest thing. It's about you expressing you. I had a lady the other day that said she used to wear really wacky glasses, for example, and then she's gone very, very staid and very normal. And I'm like, why aren't you wearing wacky glasses then? I mean, that's a really what we see, your face. And she went, I don't know. I just seem to have lost my way. And that's often what people say to me. I've lost my way. I've lost my style mojo. I used to know how to dress when I was, I don't know, in my 20s or whatever. I'm now in my 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, whatever it might be. And I've kind of lost my way and I don't feel like me. So that's a really common thing people say to me. And I'm like, right, we need to find you, first of all, before we even think about what those clothes look like. Let's get to the who you are, and what makes you tick and what makes you get up and go in the morning. And then we'll think about, okay, now what are the clothes that are going to make you feel good? And sort of say that to other people as well.
Interesting. So that's a preliminary, well, almost like a personality profiling session that you're doing. with
Yeah,
them.
completely, completely. It is, and it is personality. First and foremost, it's personality. I talk about style personality. So that's how you then express your own personality in terms of the styles of clothes that you choose. And I'll show people pictures of images, or they'll describe to me that people that they like, or celebrities, or just people they know, or somebody they consider to be not necessarily well dressed, but just dressing in a way they would like to dress. And I can ask them questions that, well, what is it about them then that you like in terms of their appearance? Is it that they're wearing color? Is it that they're, I don't know, often people say to me, effortlessly chic is a common one. I want to look effortlessly chic. Well, okay, describe that to me then. What does that actually mean to you?
Hard enough to
Is
say
it
it.
simple colors? And yeah, well, quite. And it's different to different people, actually, do you know? And then, think about someone you know. And almost like, what is it about them then that you like? Is it that, I mean, you and I both wearing pattern today, for example, and some people go, great, I love pattern. And other people say to me, oh my goodness, no, I'm a block color lady or man. I want to wear pattern if it was in the wardrobe. So it's trying to understand what you like and what you don't like and why, and then putting that together, really. It's a bit of a jigsaw puzzle, trying to sort of, refine someone's style personality so they almost have like a signature style, a way to dress that's really them.
Yes, and it doesn't necessarily have to replicate those image board people that they
No,
see.
not at all.
It can just be about us saying, well, I kind of like that theme. How could I, well, you would help them, I guess. How can I translate that into me based on my body shape, which might be
Yes.
different from that person, and also based on the clothes that I have available to me. Because
Yes.
what I really love about working with you, and I've done some styling work with you, which has been just fabulous, and we'll talk about that on the app, which is life-changing, is that you work with the clothes that people have got already. So you're not giving somebody, a £500 shopping list, which is just out of reach. You're actually saying, right, well, have you thought about doing this with this? And it's just so eye-opening.
Yes, completely. I mean, I 100% believe we've all got so many clothes in our wardrobe already. I've yet to go to anybody, and this honestly, in 17 years, I've yet to go to anybody's wardrobe and they go, I've really got nothing to wear. We've all got lots of clothes to wear in there. And sometimes it's about discovering the outfits that you might not thought to put together. And I guess, this is why I love doing it, because I love finding those outfits. I love going, oh, what about if you picked out the red in that thing, and then, I don't know, put red shoes and a red jacket with something, or whatever it might be, or what about adding a belt to that, and then a belt, oh, or make the bag and the shoes match, and that suddenly brings a whole outfit together, or whatever it might be, a scarf or something. It's about playing with your existing wardrobe and making the most of what you've already got. We've got loads of clothes, absolutely loads of clothes. And
And
then,
then
yeah, it, yeah, go on, sorry.
that actually can make us feel like a new, different person, can't it? And because what we see on the outside, of course, makes a difference. Of course it does. And I think if we're trying to change our behavior, if we're trying to look after ourselves better, and that's basically what my work is about. It's about learning how to nourish yourself better, learning how to have behaviors that are helpful, learning how to put yourself first, perhaps in the household hierarchy a little bit, so that
Yeah.
you're worth spending that time on. And that in my world translates to how you're eating and moving. And but it just means that you're kind of bringing together all those elements in a really positive way, and you're actually using this new version of you that might just be pairing, as you say, two different things together, or having a little pop of color somewhere that you haven't worn for a year, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, because you've just not felt like you've just felt in a very difficult
Yes.
place. And before we go on to the mechanics about how people might be able to do that, I think it's important just to talk about our bodies and to talk about body image and the point of just letting it go, really, just not allowing, how can I put this? Not letting ourselves go in terms of not paying attention and being mindful to how we're eating and how we are nourishing our body and how we are looking after ourselves in that way. But letting it go in terms of the fact that our body changes with hormones, with having children, if we have them, with just with life, even if we sort of have always eaten well and we carry on eating well, those changes happen. And I think for some people that's hard because they look at their shape when they were 20 or 30 and they're now 50, 60, and it's very different. And trying to help them just let go of that and celebrate the other stuff, celebrate who they are and what they mean to people in the world is so much more important. And I wondered what your take on that whole body changing, body image piece was.
Yeah, well, much as you've just said, actually, I believe we've got these bodies that keep us alive. They allow us to see people, spend time with family and friends, and go places and do things. And that's way more important than worrying about the exact, shape of those bodies, particularly. I agree, obviously, nutrition and all the rest, really, really important. And yes, everybody goes through changes. There's very few people that look exactly like they did when they were, I don't know, 18 or whatever, by the time they get to 50 and 60, very few. So it's about accepting it. All our bodies change because they do, whether it's, like, say, childbirth, if you have children, whether it's hormones, whether it's just aging, our bodies will change. And that's totally natural and normal for that to happen. And then in terms of the confidence piece, it's about accepting that and going, do you know what? I've got a great body. I've got an absolutely great body. It does all these things for me. And going, okay, so how can I dress this body? And stop looking backwards, really. Stop going, when I was 18, I looked like this or whatever. And accept the lovely body you've got now and learn how to dress that body. And it can be quite fun, actually, if you've got a different body shape than you had before. You're like, oh, suddenly I've got curves and, I may not have had them before. Or, I've got a different size bust and I can dress that in a different way, or whatever it may be that's changed around. There's so many ways of, choosing clothes that absolutely work for whatever body shape you've got. And it isn't about size, it is about shape. Your bone structure is your bone structure, typically. That doesn't change over our lifetime, but the what goes on top of it does. So it's just understanding the relationship between your shoulders and your waist and your thighs and your bottom and all those good things, and working out exactly what sort of shape you've got, and therefore which fabrics, patterns, shapes of clothes, tailoring what works for that shape that you've now got. And you can look fantastic no matter what shape. There's no perfect shape. There's no right and wrong shape at all. There really isn't, genuinely. It is all about just learning to dress that shape. And then the most important thing, as I've already said, is dressing the way you want to dress. So even if somebody like me would say, well, you've got this, I don't know, hourglass shape, so therefore you should put a belt at your waist because you're going to show off this waist that you've got. If somebody likes the sort of floaty and trapezy kind of dresses, and what, that's their style, they're a bit more boho, whatever, forget putting a belt on it. Don't worry, that's not you. So it's always a sort of mishmash between the what you want to look like, your body shape, your coloring, your proportions, all these good things. They all go into sort of a melting pot, and out the other end comes a sort of recipe, as I would say it in your world, a recipe, but not with food, but with the sort of clothes that are going to work for you, which you've probably got in your wardrobe already, as you've said before. So it's just about getting them out and learning how to put them together in a way that then feels like you and helps you to sort of celebrate the body you've got, really, and feel confident about the body you've got, not sort of, have those negative connotations that sometimes we do when we look backwards. So I would just say, look at yourself today, accept this wonderful body you've got today, and dress it in the way that you want to dress it.
I
Absolutely,
like that.
100%.
I like that very much. So here's a scenario then. I'm in my late 40s. I wish. I'm in my late 40s. I really want to be a size 14. I'm actually probably a 16, 16 to an 18, and I've got these size 14s in the wardrobe, and I'm determined. I'm determined that I'm going to be able to get those on. Oh, and when I go shopping, I can't find anything that isn't a size 14 that fits me. I normally end up coming home without anything. because I don't want to buy anything that doesn't have a size 14 label on it, would you say to me?
Well, first of all, I'd say to you need to forget those numbers, 100% forget those numbers, because the labels that are on clothes, honestly, they vary hugely, even between the same, the same shops. If you go into M&S and you look at a size pair of trousers or whatever in size 16, and then you look at a pair of jeans in a size 16, I guarantee they'll probably be very different. So forget the numbers, because it's all about fabric and fit, nothing to do with size labels. The other thing I would say to you is, if you haven't worn those size 14 jeans or trousers, whatever it was you had in your wardrobe for a good time, why are you keeping them? Because they're probably just serving to layer a negative sort of emotion, because they're just sitting there reminding you. So if you haven't worn them for a while, let's get rid of those, get the size that fits you and that you feel great in, that you can wear today and look really lovely in and you feel good in. Forget that little number. That little number is nothing. It's absolutely nothing. Honestly, you can get into a size 16 in one thing and you might be a size 8 in something else, or a size 20 in something else, depending on the fabric and the fit and your shape and things. So those numbers, yes, they're a guideline in terms of, which one do you pick up to take to a changing room, but more than that, don't get hung up on them at all. And I would say, fill your wardrobe with things that work today, and don't put it off either. I get people that say to me, I'll come and see you when I've, dropped a dress size, or I've lost weight, or I've whatever, and I'm like, but why not feel good now? What are you waiting? Why don't you want it to feel good now? Dress the body you've got now. And if it changes, then we can change it and tweak things. Or you can buy things that I know will then change with you, if you like.
Yes.
But don't put it off, because all it does is you've got these negative emotions every day. I'm not what I want to be. I'm not what I want to be. I can't get those jeans on. I can't get this on. This is feeling too tight. And it's just all those negative emotions that you start the day with, because we get up and dressed every single day. So why do this to yourself every single morning? Why not have clothes in the wardrobe that you put on and you go, I feel great today. I feel absolutely great today. Yeah,
Yes.
positive start rather than that negative start.
Yeah. Oh gosh. Absolutely. Because it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It's about you celebrating you and feeling confident and feeling comfortable for sure. Yes. So I remember you saying to me about doing an audit. And I think there were different piles, because I was just thinking, where does someone start? So they're listening to you and they're thinking, right, well, I'm going to have a look at Kerry's website and I'm going to maybe think about having some help from her. But in advance, my wardrobe is like a complete scene out of TK Maxx. Nothing wrong with TK Maxx apart from the way they hang their clothes. We were having a conversation, weren't we? So
We were.
anyone that knows me knows that I'm quite particular about how things are. And so my wardrobe is hung in garment category, I suppose would be the word. And then they're all hung in colour. So they're hung from dark to light. And I've realised from speaking to some people that this is not that common. I don't think it's a bad thing for me. I think it's a very helpful thing. But we were having this conversation that, and you were saying, actually, for a lot of people, how they order their clothes can be a really good starting point, because then they can see the wood for the trees.
Yeah, 100%. My wardrobe's the same as yours, by the way. So, and that is what I would help other people to do as well. Only because if you've got a sea of clothes and it's all jumbled up, you're expecting your brain to go in there, look at something, know where something is, know what it's looking at, and put an outfit together. And it's too much to ask the brain to do, and especially first thing in the morning, we're all sort of, waking up and we're a bit bleary-eyed and all the rest. So the easier way to do it is to hang things in garment categories. So, all your skirts go together, all your tops go together. I actually do short sleeve tops, then goes into long sleeve tops, but you can do it however you like. Oh, and you as well, Laurie. Okay, you're like-minded. And then I go light to dark. Because then I know when I don't know, I picked this blouse out this morning and I know that I need a pair of bluish trousers, or I could have picked another colour on, but I happen to have blue, that goes with it. So I'll go to my blue trousers. So I look at the trousers and I go through. I don't need the, you know, the, I don't know, whites and the beiges and the whatever else comes before. And I get to the navy and I go, oh, great, okay. And actually, it's quite hot today, so I don't want long ones. And it makes it easy to then find an outfit. Whereas if all of that is just crowded, you are giving yourself one hell of a task every single morning to try and make sense of what you're looking at before you even decide what you can put together. And another thing I would say, and I know this is about space, so I do appreciate this is about space, but the more you hang and can see your clothes, the easier it is to choose them. So I do hang my trousers, for example. Some people might fold them, and if it's jeans, then that's fine because they're all kind of pretty much the same color. But definitely, if you've got different colors, it's worth hanging as much as you can, including accessories. So again, I know space can be a premium, but if you've got scarves and you can hang them so that you can see them, for example, or if you've got jewelry that you can hang on any of those clever, you know, jewelry hangers and things, that, again, that you see it, we're way more likely to go, oh, I know, I can put this gold necklace on this morning because I could see it. The brain is too much otherwise to ask our brain to try and put outfits together, either, you know, a snap of a finger or whatever. So the more you see something, the more you can do it to, you know, easily, more easily, should I say. And in terms of then sorting the wardrobe, so if you really are sitting there going, ugh, don't know where to start, what I would say to you is, first of all, go into your wardrobe, open it up, go through it. I know it takes time, these things, but it is worth the investment. But go through literally every single piece, one after the other, asking yourself a few questions. So, number one, have I worn it? And I would say 6 to 12 months. If you haven't worn it in 6 to 12 months, you know, why are you keeping it? Do you like it? So is it something you would pull out and go, yeah, I really like wearing that top, or I really like those trousers? Does it fit? Yeah. Because if it doesn't, again, why is it hanging there? Yeah, does it fit? If you've had your colours analysed and you understand colour, then is it in a good colour for you? Because again, if we're talking about things up near the face, that makes a massive difference. So is it in a good colour for you? And if you can kind of go, yes, it fits me. Yes, it's a good colour. Yes, I've worn it. Then it stays there. Okay. And if you can go through and pull out the things that then aren't perhaps working for you and have a few piles on your bed. So I often have the, it's, say, not the right colour. But because I do what I do, I can show you how to wear different things to make it work still. So I'd have a colour one. And you can often dye things, I should say that actually. So if you've got lots of tops that are the wrong colour, go and get yourself a little dye-lon dye. You can change them into any colour if they're the right colours. Obviously, it makes sense. You can't change a dark black top into a white one, but you know, well, maybe you can with bleach actually, but so there's limits, but you can always dye things. So if it's colour that's the issue, just think about it, put that in a pause, decide if it's something you're going to keep. As in, you've got to do something to it. So you might have a repair or change it in some way. So if you've got a dress that you don't like the skirt bottom of it, could you take it and make it a top, or vice versa? Could you take the top off a dress and make it a skirt? Can you make your jeans into shorts, or all those sorts of things? Think about, you know, is there a pile of things you can do to make these things work for you? And then you might have your third pile, which is you're going to either give it to a friend, you're going to donate it to charity, you're going to put it on Vinted, whatever you want to do with something that really genuinely isn't working, and do something with them though. Don't just leave them in the corner of the bedroom. So try and make that an action that then you go and give them away, or find somebody that you can give them to. So you've got piles, you've got the color question mark pile, and if you've got any of that, obviously just you know, think about how you can pair things together with good colors so you can still wear them. You've got your repair, you know, change, whatever pile, and then you've got your gift to someone else, donate, sell pile. So that if you do that, you end up with the things left in your wardrobe are things that you genuinely are either wearing or you're going to wear and you like. And that's what you want. You just want to open that wardrobe each day and go, right, I love all those clothes that are in there. I can pick all of those out and I'm going to enjoy wearing them, rather than leaving the things that you can't wear or that don't fit or that aren't flattering in there, in amongst all the others, and you just can't see what you've got. So as much as it sounds like a task, and it is a little bit of a task, if you've got a weekend or an evening or some time yourself, it's well worth doing it. It makes life so much easier. It really does.
It's a rainy day. Take your phone up there or your radio. Play some music that really makes you feel good. You know, I might put some 1970s disco on or something, because that's how old I am. You know, just
Saturday Night Fever.
Well, exactly. Awesome musical theatre because my husband hates it and I love it because
Love
that's my
it.
background, as you know. So, and just so I might be singing, I do they hear the people sing? And I'm getting this thing out and I'm going, right, that size, whatever that's going. I've just had it with those trousers, reminding me that I'm not as, the size that I was when I was 25, kind of thing. So, you can, and that's actually time to spend on yourself. And a lot of people that come to me
It's self-care.
do
It's
not.
self-care, isn't it?
It's absolutely. It's doing something, which is quite openly and overtly not helping anyone else. It's for you. That's and
100%.
that's the beauty. And not because you deserve it. Not because you've already done the ironing. Leave the ironing. Leave the ironing.
100%.
Or leave, that piece of work that you really should be doing. Is it really that urgent? And maybe just do a little bit. And I suppose you could do it in phases, in stages, couldn't you? Anyway, you don't have to do the whole lot. And then I suppose you can then actually sort of see what you've got, and then you're paring it down, which means there isn't quite so much choice. Because if you come back into more of my world, if you go into a restaurant and there are 100 things on the menu, it takes you much longer to decide. There are only 10 things on the menu, it's easier to make the
100%.
choice.
Totally. That's
And it,
exactly it. We all,
yeah.
make it simple for ourselves. You know, the KISS thing, keep it simple, stupid. It's absolutely true. The easier it is for you to get up, look in the wardrobe, choose something and get out and get on with your day, the better. So, and if those things in the wardrobe, you know, I'm going to say spark your joy, you know, Marie Kondo and all the rest of it. But it is that, you know, ask yourself, do I enjoy wearing this? Do I feel good when I wear this? You know, and if you can say yes to that, that's what you want in your wardrobe, not the things that you go, oh, I've got that old top. Oh, I could put that one on again. You know, they're not the things that you want to be wearing. Maybe get that top and dye it, make it a different color. And then you might go, oh, do you know, I love that top now. It was an old top that I wasn't so keen on, but suddenly now it's green, Laurie. I'm going to wear it. Ta-da! Or whatever, you know. So change things around and wear things differently as well. So I often say to people, they've always got outfits in their mind. You know, they've got the one dress they wear with the one jacket or whatever. Break those things out and wear them with something different. So it's perfectly, it's very trendy actually at the moment to wear like blazer with a pair of jeans or whatever. We're not suited and booted as much as we used to be. But if you've got those suits and things in your wardrobe, just take the jacket and put it with a pair of jeans or dress it down, you know, more casually. So you can wear things in very different ways. You don't have to keep them the way you always wore them. You can make use of these clothes that you've already got. That you might have been, in a work environment where you had very formal clothes. So just make them more informal by pairing them with something more casual. And then you're still getting used out of those clothes. And yes, you can wear them smartly again if you wanted to. But don't leave them just hanging in a wardrobe for the work that you used to do and the world that you used to, you know, what you used to wear. Get them, wear them, and use them. That's what it's all about.
Yes. And in fact, that brings two things to mind. So one point to make and one question. So a point that I made to a client that I was talking to about a month ago, who was really doing well with changing her attitude to how she was eating and herself. And she said something like, I just feel really frumpy. And I knew that she'd been to, I think, a hen do and a or a wedding. And I said, so what did you wear to the wedding? She said, oh, I had this lovely dress. And I said, okay, so how about tomorrow at home? What are you doing? She said, oh, well, I've got Zoom calls most of the day, and then I've got to go and pick up my daughter from school. I said, okay, how about you put that dress on? She said, what, the dress that I wore for the wedding? I said, yeah. And it was like, oh, yeah, good. And she did. And I think she felt slightly, she felt slightly overdressed and slightly sort of odd. But then as she got into wearing it, she thought, actually, this was fine. And it was lovely because it felt like she was treating herself, putting that dress on. And it's that whole thing about, we don't really have best.
No.
And what's the point? If you buy a lovely piece,
Why not
that's a
wear it? No,
exactly.
100%. I'm always saying to people, don't keep things for best. Because of that exact thing, when you've spent money on it, and all it does otherwise is sit in that wardrobe for what and how long, and then you get into the, oh, I wore it for that wedding, so I can't wear it for this other wedding because it's the same people, and all those things that we get into. So wear it for something else, wear it on a different occasion, wear it for Zoom. I'm always saying to people about dressing for Zoom, it's the way it makes you feel. So put something on that you felt great in before, even if it feels a little bit dressed up. But the way that what it sends to your brain in terms of the mindset connection is, oh, I felt great when I wore that last time. And it immediately recreates that same feeling all over again. So you can absolutely use clothes to enhance your mood. If you put on something that you've worn before that you felt great in, or that you had a good experience or a good day in, that is, honestly, that makes such a difference, such a difference.
And so actually, rather than hide, rather than pull out the stuff that makes us
Yeah, closed.
hide, I'm doing this funny thing with my hands. No, I'm kind of hiding myself.
She's under a blanket.
Exactly. So pulling out the jogging bottoms, pulling out the stuff that feels like we're not permitting to ourselves all the day. Instead, and I know it takes a little bit of effort, but if we can start doing it, honestly, as you said, Kerry, it can make a massive difference. Instead of doing that, do the exact opposite. Say, right, I'm feeling really rubbish. So the first thing would be, I'm going to eat well. I'm going to have a really good, nourishing, at least first meal of the day, and then I'm going to see, how my day. And I'm also going to flip that on its head and deliberately put something on that makes me face into myself and connects with a good feeling and helps me face into the world on that day.
100%, 100%. I mentioned a book previously that talks about mood enhancement dressing, which is exactly what you've just said, which is all about wearing things that will literally lift your mood. So what often we do is mood illustration dressing, i.e. if we don't feel so good, we go, oh, don't feel so good today, I'm going to grab that, like you say, the things we hide in. But what you should do is flip it and think about how you choose something that enhances the way you feel. So it might even be, pop in a, even if it's a t-shirt and one's bright colored and one's black or whatever, put the bright colored one on, and you'll be surprised how that, and that's a small little thing, that's not wearing your wedding dress, the dress that you wore to a wedding, that's wearing, just a t-shirt, but it happens to be a different color. It will do the same sort of thing. So if anybody's interested, there is a book called Dress Your Best Life by Dawn Karen. And she talks about this psychological aspect of clothes and, how it makes you feel. So it's all around that. She had quite a traumatic experience in her life, and she talks about how she used clothes then to help her to change that feeling that she was having and to get back out there and feel good about herself. So, and she is a psychologist by background. So it's a good read if anybody fancies a read. But she talks about those two things, mood illustration dressing and mood enhancement dressing. And the latter is the really good, a really good thing to do is to put something on that will help you to start the day and feel good all day, or end the day if you're going out or whatever. Put something on when you're going out that makes you feel good, rather than just the same old, blouse or t-shirt or whatever that you'd ordinarily wear. Wear something you'd have worn out, to someone smarter. Put that on instead and see how it makes you feel.
And it might only be a slight difference. It doesn't. We don't have to go from wearing greys and beiges to suddenly wearing shocking pink. Everyone goes, whoa, what happened to you? Did you fall into a tin of paint or something?
Paint pot, yeah.
It might just be that you just start adding something because big changes can be uncomfortable for people. So it's just a little change, just to sort of start adding, and maybe you start experimenting with things at home when you don't necessarily make all of those changes when you go out, but you're just
Out,
sort of
yeah.
starting and just sort of just test, just see how the barometer changes, I think, with those little
Yeah, it's
changes.
notice how you're feeling. It's notice how you're feeling. So I say to people, if you felt good in an outfit, before you take it off, just take a selfie photograph in a mirror so that you've got that on your phone or wherever you keep your, photos. And over time, build up that library of photos of the outfits you felt great in and repeat them, and then think, well, what is it about that outfit I like? Okay, well, maybe it's because I put, like I said earlier, a blazer with a pair of jeans, perhaps with a t-shirt underneath it. Right, well, okay, I can change that up and I can do that same blazer, but with a different pair of jeans and a different colour top. Or maybe I'll add a bit of jewelry to it or whatever it might be. But so try and then be break down what it was about each of those outfits that you've enjoyed wearing and repeat them in other outfits that you've probably got in your wardrobe already that are very similar. But taking
Yeah.
those photographs means you've got a record of it. So you've got it on your phone or wherever you keep your photographs. So you can look back and go, well, do you know what? I loved it when I wore that. That was a great outfit. Because we forget. We do forget. We go, what was it I was wearing the other day? Oh, I can't remember. I did feel good, but I can't remember what it was. And then you're like, ah. So, especially anyone that's been through menopause and has got that memory fog, just take the photograph that might help us in terms of, stimulating that, oh yeah, that's what it was. Photographs are great, they're really empowering. So if you can keep a picture that you really liked, then you can repeat it. And you know what to choose in the future.
Yes, and also I think if we're having a negative body image day, those photos are also really valuable because they serve to say, look, in this photograph where you were really comfortable and confident and you liked yourself and you liked how you look, you were exactly the same size, exactly the same person that
Completely.
you are today. So there's something else going on. And nothing has changed in your body. It's just your perception. So I think that's a really good reminder, isn't it, of that?
It's really valuable. It is really valuable. So yeah, you can do a little collage if you like and put the two next to each other and or flip between them on your phone and see what the differences are and go, oh, that's why, and understand then what it was that was making you feel good or less good. And the more you do that, obviously you then learn what you like and what you don't like as well. And you can build your wardrobe so that you've got all the things you do like in there. And those things that aren't making you feel good are the things that you think, do you know what? They need to go on pile three. They're the giveaway or put on Vinted or, donate to a charity or whatever. They're the things that really aren't serving me because they're not making me feel good about myself. Why do we need those? Get rid of those ones.
Exactly. And it is about how we feel. It's not about anyone else. This is
No,
all
nothing, nothing.
about
No, it's, yeah.
inside. And
It's 100% an inside job. It 100% is. And that's why I enjoy what I do actually, is because it's how it makes you feel. And we all want to feel good about ourselves, don't we? And it makes that difference. So I know people would say to people like me, it's a bit superfluous the what you wear, it shouldn't matter. All those things people say, but actually it's about how it matters to you. Forget the outside world. It's about how it matters to you, what it says to your brain and how you're feeling. And that is important. That's really important. So it's absolutely worth investing either the time to go through your wardrobe or the time to take the photographs and see how you feel or the time to put on something that was best, but you're going to wear it anyway, just to give you those positive feelings that we all deserve to have and start the day in that really good mindset. Rather than bring ourselves down, life's too short for all of that. So let's wear all those fun things. Even if, I know this is one that someone said to me the other day, underwear, put nice underwear on. Right? No one knows what you've got underneath your clothes. But if that makes you feel good, if that's something that gives you a bit of a, oh, do you know, I've got some nice underwear on today, then do that. For different people, it'll be different things that they enjoy wearing. But whatever it is, if it feels nice to you, do it.
And we can't finish without talking about your miracle app, which, frankly, ladies and gentlemen, is amazing. So I've amassed quite a lot of clothes. I have actually been quite brutal since I met Kerry, and I think I've probably got rid of three black bags to the charity shop.
Very good.
Some stuff that I forgot I had, and some stuff I didn't love. I liked it and I sort of kept it because I don't know, I probably thought that I should and I shouldn't really give it away because I didn't hate it, but then I didn't love it either. So I thought, right, I'm going to sort of move the sliding scale and say, if I don't, as you said earlier, if I don't really, really love it. Yes. And so having done that, then I started using your app. So tell everybody about your app.
Okay, so I've got a little app. It's called Stylist at Hand. And basically, it sits on your phone or your laptop or your tablet. And what you do is you upload your clothes into what's called a closet. So it's an American app, as you can probably guess by the title of that. So you have a closet, and I will create categories for you. So it's any short sleeve tops, long sleeve tops, skirts, trousers, whatever. And we upload all your clothes into this little app. So you've got everything to hand. And then the clever bit is there's a little bit called Lookbook, which is where I can help you to take the existing clothes you've already got and create outfits from them. So, and then it looks like, so if you look in a magazine or you look on Instagram or something like that, it creates layouts that look like outfits. So you've got, which shoes, which bag, with which trousers, with which top, with which scarf or coat or jacket or whatever. So it's all laid out for you, and you can categorize that in whatever way makes sense for you. You could have, I don't know, daytime outfits or Zoom outfits or going out outfits, or you could just have outfits with jeans or dress outfits or whatever you want it to be. And then all you do is you get up in the morning, and rather than even having to open the wardrobe doors, you just look on your phone and go, what do I want to wear today? And you can look through all the different outfits that are outfits that you like, because I've created them for you, that you like. They're using your clothes, in colors that work for you, in the styles that work for you, and it's all put together so that it's done for you effectively. So you've got your little, I don't know, recipe cards, I suppose, is similar in your world. Then your little recipe cards, here's all the done for you outfits that you can then just choose between. And then all you've got to do is go and find the things in your wardrobe to recreate those looks. And if people want me to, the other part of it is I can find them things. So if you've got missing bits in the wardrobe, you go, oh, do you know, I so need a long sleeve navy top or whatever it might be. That would be the thing that brings everything else back together again. Then there's a section called finds where I find things for people, and if they want to buy them, they click on it, takes them straight through to the website, and they can choose to buy or not buy. So that's the other part of it. And again, I can then use those to create the outfits. And I do that on an ad hoc basis, so people can just do that as a one-off thing where they just pay me to create their outfits for them, or I do it on a monthly, quarterly, or biannual basis. So if people are wanting ideas on a regular basis, then I can do that as well. And that's how it works. And you've used it, Laurie, so you can kind of
It's
say
so
what it does.
have it's really, really good. And I think one of the things that helped me when I was photographing everything, which sounds a bit onerous, but actually it was really helpful. I actually realized how much repetition I had. And I think this is a bit embarrassing to admit, but and I think the thing is, I go into a shop and I'm not quite paying attention, and I think, oh, that's really, really nice. And of course, it's really nice and I like it. And what that I've realized means is you've already got one in your
Got one.
wardrobe. Cool. But because you've got too many things, or they're just not sorted out properly, but actually you forgot that you had it. So it's that
Yes.
kind of mindful moment that I've now needed to apply to my clothes buying the same way I apply to my food and my eating, that says, right, hang on, stop a minute. You're looking at this thing. You probably like it because it's familiar to you and you've already got one at home.
Yes.
Let's just, but you see, now I can go on my app and I can go, da, da, da. Oh, yes,
Yeah.
I have got one that's, I mean, I think I had something like six Breton tops, stripy tops. No, I don't need six. I think I've got three now. So that'd be
Yeah.
helpful. So I kept the three that I really liked. But it's just really, really helpful to have that inspiration. And again, that ability to think, I've got this piece. Do I need to keep it or not? And maybe you've created a look for me. I go, oh yeah, of course. I wear those jeans with that and that and that. And that looks really, really good. And then it sort of re-energizes that particular piece, And people might be listening thinking, really? I mean, it's just clothes, it's just clothes. Some people, and that's fine. But if you're someone who is listening to this, who needs a lift, who always struggles with not knowing what to wear, doesn't really know what goes with what, doesn't really know what suits them, doesn't really know what their style is, honestly, this kind of work with someone like Kerry is just so invaluable, and it will change the way you think about yourself. It will, and it will just make you feel much more positive and able and resilient and in a mindset that means that you can take on the challenges that you might be facing at that time. It's a real sort of magic wand of feel good, isn't it, Kerry?
Oh, thank you. Well, that's what I hope it is. So it's great to hear you say that, Laurie. It does make a difference. I just think it is so like the food thing. It is so like the food thing. It's something we do every single day. We have to eat and we have to get up and get dressed, unless we're going to spend our time nude, but we're not really. So So if you can start, if you've got positive feelings around both of those things that you have to do each and every day, why wouldn't you want those positive feelings? Why wouldn't you want to feel that confidence that comes from learning how to do both bits that we do every single day?
Exactly. Exactly. How wonderful. Look, time flies when you're having a colourful, inspirational conversation. Oh, Kerry, thank you so
Fantastic.
much. Thank you. So, how can people get in touch with you if they feel like they want some more help?
Okay, so probably the easiest way is to head to my website. That's www.kerryellis.co.uk. And I will spell my name because my mum decided I had to have an IE instead of a Y in my Kerry. So it's KerryElliS. So kerryellis.co.uk. There's lots of resources on there, lots of videos, lots of blogs that I've written as well. So feel free to help yourself to all those free resources. There's also, all sorts of things I offer, so you can have a look around my website and have a see if anything leaps out at you. My email address is Kerry, so KerryElli at kerryellis.co.uk. And my telephone number, I love speaking to people, so pick up the phone. It's a sort of an old-fashioned thing that we don't do these days, isn't it? But I love talking to people. So my telephone number is on my website, but I'll just repeat it here. So it's 07917 66 treble 30. I'd love to hear from you. And I am on the socials, although I'm not big on many of them, to be fair, by personal choice. So I am on there, but not lots of them. So easier to get in contact via email or phone, or just have a look on the website. Thank you very much.
I can hear it ringing now. I can hear it in the background. I can hear, yes, straight away. Well, I will put all that stuff in blurb. You've also written a guest blog for me, which is on my website, and I'll put a link to that as well. And anyone who is on my Mindful Way program has the benefit of that lovely video that you did for everyone. And in fact, one of the members the other day put on the group community page how amazing it was and how it had been, oh, a real eye-opener for her. So that was nice, wasn't it? I was like,
Yeah, lovely. Lovely to get. Yeah.
thank you so much for joining me, Kerry.
Thank you very much. It's been great. Thanks, Laurie. Bye.
So thank you very much for listening and watching today. And you can access all my other Mindful Meets conversations. I think this is number 61 on the podcast. So there are lots of different episodes. Some of them are just me emptying my head on some random topic, but always to do with eating or looking after yourself in some shape or form. So until next time, I'd just like to thank you for joining. I hope you've enjoyed it and have a great day. Bye.